Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. We're talking again, Dr. Steve Wellum. We're working our way through his first volume of Systematic Theology, and we are in chapter 18 still, working through some of these, as we were just saying, simple ideas of God's attributes, complex and profound as they are. Steve, welcome back. Let's pick it up with the attribute of God's eternality. Explain what is meant by the eternality of God. How is it different from his everlastingness? What's going on with all of that?
Yeah, I mean these attributes are glorious, and but they stump us, right? I mean, we are just space time finite creatures. So eternality at its heart, right, is that God has always existed, right? And there's never a time where he's not existed. And of course, out of that, we've already talked about aseity, right? God has life from himself, existence from himself. We as creatures come to exist, right? And even if we talk about God sustaining us forever, which he will, right? So we'll live forever, right? But it's not eternality, right? So God always exists. He has existence from himself. He will not exist, right? He is the constant one, the faithful one. And then it's picking up ultimately eternality, his relation to time. So
yeah, I was going to ask you about that next.
Yeah. Good. So when we think of, you know, created things, and I think it's best to think of created things as sort of space time. Space and time is bound up with creation, but there was before creation, right? So we don't have space and time without the created order, without God creating the heavens and the earth. So that what's, you know, Francis Schaeffer, that I remember a message of his, what was before the beginning, right? So what was before Genesis 1:1? Well, the eternal God, the God who's always existed, and the God who is not in time, right? Time doesn't apply to him. It's just so hard to grasp as space-time creatures because space and time are bound up with creation. So eternality is picking that up. And a lot of people will then say, well, that's timelessness. And of course, that's a way of getting around your mind around that. And of course, there's some truth in that, but we have to be careful that timelessness, especially when you create the world, he's sort of out of time and the world's in time. And eternality, I think historically, is a bit richer than just simply saying timeless, which is true, but there's no succession of moments. He has his life within himself, right? And he fullness of life before there's ever a space-time universe, he always exists. In light of that creation of a space-time universe, he now relates to that, but he's not in space. He's not in time, yet he is fully present everywhere. And that, of course, speaks of presence, but also his constant in terms of eternality. So everlastingness is a idea that people have had. And of course, they're trying to wrestle with God is eternal. There is no universe. He makes a world. And then how does he relate to that world? These are always the difficult issues that one has to be careful, because you have to preserve the creator-creature distinction. You don't want to move towards panentheism, where the world now becomes absorbed in God, or God is now in the world. I mean, there's always has to be that transcendence, that distinction between creator and the creation. But everlastingness sort of is the idea that in creating the world, he then sort of is now in time. He is in space. So he is now everlasting, that he has duration throughout time. And I understand what they're trying to do. The problem with that is it now places sort of God in the creation, sort of, if careful, doesn't have some kind of limitation or some kind of change in him, that his now being is now different than what it was prior to that creation. And these are all the areas that you're trying to carefully navigate. So eternality, I think, Bavinck, I think, or Burkhoff says this, perfection of God, whereby he is elevated above all temporal limits, all succession of moments, possesses the whole of his existence in one indivisible present, yet in creation of the world, he's also still eternal, yet he is with us, and he's not limited, and he's time and space don't limit him. And so that's enough to boggle our imagination, but he remains the eternal God.